The king threw back his head and roared. His laughter startled a flight of crows from the tall brown grass. They took to the air in a wild beating of wings. "You think I should mistrust Lannister, because he sat on my throne for a few minutes? Eh?" He shook with laughter again. "Jamie was all of 17, Ned. Scarce more than a boy." Boy or man, he had no right to that throne. "Perhaps he was tired," Robert suggested. "Killing kings is weary work. Gods know there's no place else to rest your ass in that damnable room." And he spoke truly. "It is a monstrous, uncomfortable chair, in more ways than one." The king shook his head. "Well, now I know Jamie's dark sin, and the matter can be forgotten. I'm utterly sick of secrets and squabbles and matters of state, Ned. It's all as tedious as counting coppers. Come, let's ride. You used to know how. I want to feel the wind in me hair again." He kicked his horse back into motion and galloped up over the barrow, raining earth down behind him. For a moment, Ned did not follow. He had run out of words, and he was filled with a vast sense of helplessness. Not for the first time he wondered what he was doing here, and why he had come. He was no John Aaron, to curb the wildness of his king and teach him wisdom. Robert would do what he pleased, as he always had, and nothing Ned could say or do would change that. He belonged in Winterfell. He belonged with Catelyn, in her grief, and with Bran. A man could not always be where he belonged, though. Resigned, Eddard Stark put his boots into his horse and set off after the king.